Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When it comes to pensions, performance counts. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Welcome back. This week is Irish Road Safety Week, and the Road Safety Authority is seeking support across the country for its national drive to save lives. The association will be revealing new research into fatalities and serious injuries among pedestrians, as well as focusing on the issue of distracted drivers as well. Sarah O'Connor is Director of Partnerships and External Affairs with the RSA, and she joins me now in studio. Sarah, you're very welcome to the programme. Extrinsic to all of that, can I just ask you about some breaking news that we're looking at? The Northern Ireland Ambulance Service is currently dealing with a major incident in the Carador area of County Down. A bus carrying more than 60 passengers has overturned, we're hearing. Over 50 of the passengers have minor injuries, with 8 patients, passengers being treated for more significant injuries at the scene. So this is very unwelcome news, isn't it?
Oh, it's very distressing. I mean, I suppose that we're hoping that everybody who's involved in that collision makes a very swift and speedy recovery. I suppose, bearing in mind, you know, regardless of outcome, for many people, the day that they are involved in a road safety or a road traffic collision is the worst and most traumatic day of their lives. So we're really just thinking of the kids on that bus and their parents, and sending them our best.
That's just news, as I say, just coming to us. So let's hope everybody makes a speedy recovery.
Yes.
Can I ask you about other events now, Sarah? And I do appreciate you coming to studio. I want to talk to you about new research that you've done in just a moment. But can I talk to you about your own organisation? Because the RSA, we spoke with Minister of State in the Department of Transport, James Lawless, about this at the end of last week. The RSA is being broken up. It's being broken up into two bodies. And it'll be the current RSA, which is our understanding, will go to the National Drivers and Vehicles Agency, while the road safety aspect will be moved to a new road safety office under the Department of Transport. What is your response to all of that?
Well, it's my understanding that the minister indicated, I suppose, the direction of travel for the work that we undertake at the moment in the road safety space last week. And a memo will go to Cabinet towards the end of the month, which would outline, I suppose, what this means from that general sense of travel and into a more implementation plan. Mm-hmm. And more detail, I suppose, will be available at that stage.
Were you consulted about all of this, though, in the RSA?
So the minister's decision, or forthcoming decision in terms of when it goes to Cabinet, came on foot of a report undertaken by Indicon. Mm-hmm. Members of the management team were interviewed by Indicon. There has been a lot of discussion and back and forth and constructive feedback in terms of the outcome of that report. And the report indicated, I suppose, a number of options for the minister to consider.
And the minister referenced that report actually in our discussion on Friday. And I think he said that the RSA was criticised by both politicians and advocates, which I put to him. Minister Lawless said it was under par, its performance, the RSA. Do you as a body accept that?
I suppose the way that I would look at it is that there are aspects of our work that we have been working to improve and to change. Some of those the minister has outlined as being priorities for himself. Those were also priorities for the whole team in the Road Safety Authority. And I suppose there are plans in place about improving those and working those and bringing those forward.
Did you accept that criticism, or why was the performance under par?
I think there are very broad developments happening in the road safety space in Ireland. There are more cars on the road. There are more people with licences. We appear to be dealing with the situation since COVID where we have a change, a fairly fundamental shift in terms of driver behaviour change. And all of those together have made it a very challenging two and a half years on our roads with outcomes that none of us would want. I don't think any of this is about the RSA personalising or getting defensive about any of that criticism. I think the focus really is on what do we need in Ireland for the future, for road safety to work better, for us to help save lives and prevent serious injuries. And that's what we're fixated on, because the outcomes are the only real thing that matters here.
Okay. And the outcomes on Road Safety Week, you want to drive home the message, I suppose, that for all to be safe on the roads and to lessen the statistics. There are numerous activities right across the country, aren't there? You might tell us about some of those.
Sure. So I suppose we're trying to talk about a different theme every single day to get people to pay attention in different ways to how they use the roads themselves. So today we've been talking extensively about tar safety. Tomorrow we'll be talking a bit about pedestrian safety, and happy to talk to you a little bit about the statistics we've learned in that space. On Wednesday we have our major international conference about distracted driving, which we'll all know is rife and a really significant problem on our roads. And I think we're all seeing it as we look around us, regardless of what mode we're using at the moment. On Thursday, we're going to talk a little bit about driver injuries and learn a little bit more about what's happening in that space. And then on Friday, we have a big focus on child car safety, looking at child car seats and how we can keep all of our kids more safe across the country. So I suppose those are the pieces we're talking about at a big picture level. But there'll be events happening all over the country led by, you know, our partners across the Guards, local authorities, etc. And I know, for example, that the Gardaí are running a mirrored operational piece on Friday, focusing on driver distraction to really bring that home. And they have a whole day of action on Friday to follow that after the conference.
And it's the new research on that as well. I mean, I know the new research focuses on pedestrians as well.
Yeah, so I suppose the research in terms of pedestrians really gets a little bit across what is really happening in that space. And the piece of research focuses on a 5-year window, giving us a sense of what's really happening. So 164 pedestrians across Ireland had died in that 5-year period, and very close to 1500 people had been seriously injured as a pedestrian. And I suppose when you would look at that, you would see children are over indexed in terms of serious injuries, and older people over indexed in terms of fatalities in those groups. And I suppose one of the things that it really brings home is the inherent risk that we would see for men on our roads. When we look at fatalities, for example, those pedestrian fatalities would be 2/3 men. And that's always a concern, because we see that men experience greater risk and have very serious road safety outcomes in Ireland.
Why is that, I wonder? Is there any explanation at this point about why that is?
It seems to be fairly generally consistent across all modes of engagement that when we look at road safety fatalities, men over-index there. So that can be, depending on the mode, it can be between 60, 70, 80% of fatalities would be male. And I suppose we try to underpin that, and we also try to speak to that and to engage with that when we do any of our campaigns, our education work, and when we get our research to dig down into that. And for example, some of the research that we'll see later on coming in the week in terms of mobile phone data will look at, well, what is the relationship with young people and young men with their phones, and really try to dig into that, so that as we develop any new road safety campaigns around distracted driving to do with mobile phones, that we're taking that into account. I suppose one of the other things that really weighs on me a little bit is where we look at serious injuries and where we look at fatalities. So for the serious injuries, that group of close to 1500 people, close to 90% of those happen on our urban roads. So even though people think they're driving at a very decent speed and they think they've slowed down, really what happens is if a car meets a pedestrian, really the speed makes such a significant difference. And then, for example, when we look at the fatalities, 50% of those are on rural roads. So people are driving along, they might be trying to really get home, they might be very busy, they might be a little bit distracted, like any of your listeners here today, if they're driving. But what happens is when you are undertaking that kind of speed, and if you meet a pedestrian, the outcomes are so significant. Our body is not meant to meet a car.
It's too late if you try and alter course at the last minute. A listener says to 51551, regarding your interview now with the RSA, why are cyclists never mentioned regarding safety on the road? Now, I don't know if that person means safety towards cyclists or cyclists employing safety behaviours themselves on the road as well. But I mean, I take it that's implicit in what you say as well.
Absolutely. I mean, look, speed affects all of us. If drivers of vehicles, whether they are motorcycles or cars, for example, if they slow down, the outcomes for any vulnerable road user, which includes pedestrians but also includes cyclists, are really fundamental. I suppose this pedestrian spotlight report that we have coming out tomorrow follows the focus that we had from last year, where the entire conference was on serious injuries, and a major part of that conference was looking at cyclist safety. So we do not only speak as to what is going to keep cyclists safe, but we also try and bear in mind what cyclists can do themselves to support in that space. I suppose in my mind, cyclists have been the initial priority. Pedestrians is coming as phase two on the spotlight report, and on Thursday we will see the driver safety.
But safety advice is for all road users, from pedestrians to cyclists to motorcyclists to bus drivers to car drivers and so on. I suppose, especially.
Yeah, and I think if we see it in a less adversarial space, as in one road user against another, and instead in a shared space where we all try to mind and look after each other, that's really part of what Road Safety Week is all about.
Okay, there are far too many examples of the need to beware on our roads, sadly. But let's slow down and let's mind each other on the road. Sarah O'Connor, Director of Partnerships and External Affairs with the Road Safety Authority. Thank you very much indeed.